Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to our radio audience. Once again, it is time for Bible Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth.
Amen.
This global worldwide radio broadcast is brought to you by the Churches of Christ, the Universal Church of Christ, Christ's worldwide kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
His spiritual body, his spiritual wife, his
Amen.
Spiritual household, his spiritual family. For we are all the children of God
Amen.
Through faith in Christ Amen. Jesus. For because as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
We, Amen. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27. Ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you tonight as you listen in to this broadcast, especially those of you who are not members of the Church of Christ. We encourage you to get a pencil and paper and handy and be able to write down some of the scriptures that you're about to hear.
Amen.
Write them down so that you can go back and read the Word of God for yourself. Let
Amen.
God speak to you through His Word. See, the Word is spirit and eternal life. And as we read the Word of God and we understand, we receive the understanding of what God's Word is saying, then that is the Holy Spirit speaking to us, the Holy Spirit giving us direction. The Holy Spirit of God is God. He is 100% God. He is a part, a personality of the Godhood. It's Father, Word, and Spirit.
Man.
God is
Man.
Spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. In everyone who worships God, in order for us to have an acceptable relationship with God, we must be in the Spirit. We have to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Our spirit
Amen.
Must be in a righteous relationship with God in order for us to even worship God and for us to be acceptable to God. Being in a righteous relationship simply means that we have obeyed the gospel of Christ. We have been baptized into Christ. We have become children of God through faith and obedience to the gospel. And we are living faithful Christian lives. You can't live in sin and be in Christ.
Yeah.
There is no
Amen.
Sin in Him. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 5. There is no sin in Christ. So if you're in sin, you're just not in Christ.
Amen.
And if you have been baptized Amen. Into Christ and you in sin, you need to come out of sin by repenting and praying to God for forgiveness.
Amen.
Repenting doesn't mean reporting.
Amen.
It doesn't mean just saying, I'm sorry, God. It's about changing your mind so that you change your life.
Amen.
Repentance means a change of heart, that is a change of mind, will, and desire,
Amen.
And the work that follows, the obedience of faith that follows. See, we'll say through faith, by the blood of Jesus Christ as we obey the gospel.
Amen.
That means we are saved through a faith that believes and obeys.
That's right.
We don't teach belief or faith only. We don't teach believing only, ladies and gentlemen. We never have. The Church of Christ does not preach a doctrine of believing only. That's not scripture. In James chapter 2 and verse number 19, James said, so then we see that faith without the obedient work is vain, empty, worthless, no good. Even the devils believe and tremble, but they do not obey Christ.
Amen.
They don't have salvation by faith only. Neither can you have salvation by belief only. We must believe and obey.
That's it.
Jesus said that you have to obey the gospel. He says, he that believeth not, that is, he does not believe and obey, is damned. He's condemned to eternal hell. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus says, whosoever believeth the gospel and obeys the gospel by baptism is saved. They're going to be saved from their past sins. They're going to receive all of the spiritual blessings that are made available by God in Christ. Spiritual blessings such as the forgiveness of sin, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise and the hope of eternal life in heaven, the guidance, the direction, the strengthening, the support of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We are blessed to wear the name of God. What is God's name? God's name is Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. What is that name? Acts 4 and 9. By the name of Jesus Christ, by the power in his name. That's what we are. We are Christians. We are children of Christ. We are members of the household of faith, the household of Christ. He is the living God. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 10. We are the church of the living God, who is the Savior of all men. There's only one Savior. There's only one Lord. There's only one Father. There's only one Holy Spirit. There's only one God. He is God over all. He is through all and in you all. That is, in the church, the spiritual family. God's Spirit abides, resides in every soul that is saved in his spiritual family, the church. We are the
Para escuchar las opciones del buzón de mensajes en español, oprima el 2.
Which is the church. We are members of the body.
To hear your mailbox prompt in English, press.
And the body of Christ is one. There's only one body. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, talks about the oneness, the principle of oneness in Christ, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one body, one hope of your calling. It's all one in Christ. And we are commanded to be one in our spiritual faith, our spiritual desire, and our spiritual obedience. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 15. The Holy Spirit, by the hand the Apostle Paul declares, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy, that is, by the salvation of God in Christ, I beg you that we speak the same thing, that we have the same mind, that we walk by the same rules. Let there be no division. Let's not have any division, any factions, any sects, any schism, any party in Christ, in the body. Let there be no divisions among you, but be ye perfectly, that is, completely joined together, completely in agreement with the truth. That's where our unity lies. It's not agreeing with each other. Is agreeing with the word of God. The Church of Christ doctrine teaches that we must all agree with the word of God. That is what produces our spiritual unity. See, two thieves can have an agreement. They can agree, Brother Parker, to rob you and divide what they steal from you among themselves. They have an agreement, but that's not the agreement that God is talking about. Our agreeing together must be agreeing with the truth, and only the truth will set us free. John chapter 8 and verse 32. Ladies and gentlemen, get your pencil and paper out. Tonight, we are on the air on worldwide broadcast. We want preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the salvation by grace of God. And we want you to take your notes. And if you've got any questions, we want you to ask your questions. Now, before we go further, let me just take a pause and let's have a word of prayer. God, our Father, we're so grateful to you for blessing us as ministers of the true Church of Christ.
Amen.
To be able to be involved and united together in a performance and preaching of your gospel. We are praying, Heavenly Father, that some honest soul somewhere in the United States and in the world will decide tonight that I want to be saved by the power of God through the gospel. I want to be born again, as Jesus commanded in John 3, verses 1 through 7. I want to be saved, as the Bible declares in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27. I want to be saved, as the gospel declares in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 through 42. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that our gospel will be received. We know that your word will perform what it is intended to do, but men must obey the word. All we have to preach is the truth.
That's it.
The whole truth. The naked truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Men have to obey the truth in order to be free from the condemnation of hell through sin.
Amen.
Sins must be washed away. Acts chapter 22, verse 16.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for empowering us to be able to preach the gospel this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brother Williams, I'm Brother Leroy Williams, one of the ministers on this town. I am the co-minister of the Pardition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. My other minister along with me, Brother James Johnson, co-minister of Pardition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA, is on the panel tonight. In addition, we have Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We are thankful, dear God. We're thankful, ladies and gentlemen, because we have brethren who have love in their hearts and concern for the soul of men of the Gary and Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA, who sponsor and pay for this radio broadcast each week. We just want to welcome all of our ministers to the panel tonight. We also welcome our coordinator, Brother Brian Brown of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. Brother Brown is our moderator for the program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question to ask about our gospel tonight, about anything having to do with your soul salvation or your spiritual morality, we implore, we beg you, we encourage you, we insist that you ask your question of us tonight. You can interrupt our speech at any time. All you have to do is be on the telephone radio call and push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into the call where you can speak on the air and ask your Bible question. We are not a political forum, and we're not interested in answering political questions. We're not interested in any political race or anything like that. We're just simply here to preach the gospel of Christ, the soul salvation of man. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. So at this time, we're going to turn this broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
I want to thank Brother William for that presentation about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody needs to hear it and needs to obey it. We need to stop preaching this water sermon and preach the gospel.
Amen.
I want to ask a question tonight. What in hell do you want?
All right.
Amen. The Bible has all the answers.
Amen.
Not the preacher, not your preacher, not my preacher, and any other preacher. God has the answer tonight.
Amen.
Has it all the time.
Amen.
But we don't want to look for it.
Mm.
In Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 29, he said, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And Romans 10 and verse 17, O faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
See, you got to hear it before you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hear it, how can you believe what you don't hear? You see, we got a lot of folks say they believe in God, but they don't obey God.
They
haven't heard the truth, Brother William. And the reason why they haven't heard the truth, because they don't believe in the truth when you tell them the truth. They can read it and say, I can't agree with that. But what you're doing, you're calling God a lie.
Amen.
Because God has it wrote up through the Holy Spirit saying what he wrote in the book. And the apostles and prophets pinned it down. And there's no change in the word.
Amen.
You either accept it or you reject it. You either want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell. You see, we try to get away with sin, but it won't work in God's eyes. God is tired of sin.
Amen. He's
sick of it. The Bible is right. And we know it's right. And we must study it. We must do what it tells us.
Amen.
You know, we got a whole lot of different kind of spirits today, Brother William.
Yeah.
In these so-called churches. The Bible says, try the spirit. See whether they are of God. Because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world.
Many.
Deceiving the world.
No.
John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. They're going out to deceive. They're not preaching the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ starts in Mark, the 16th chapter, and verse number 15 and 16. He said, and go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be damned. And Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. There's no excuse for this. Men come up with more excuse than preaching the word of God. We got most of the congregation just want to keep house, Brother William. They don't want to evangelize the world, because if they get up and move up, they'll preach it.
Amen.
Like God said. God said preach it. He didn't tell you to lay down. He didn't tell you to sit down. He said, preach the word.
Go.
Walk, ride a horse, ride a bicycle, ride a car, or whatever. But he said, go.
Amen.
Oh, we got folks playing around with the gospel. We got some members of the Churches of Christ, been in the Church of Christ 50 years and can't stand up for the truth. That's a sad situation.
Amen.
But they called the preacher. What did I tell him? Well, you ought to be able to tell him something by now. After 50 years, if you don't know nothing by that time, you ain't going to know nothing after that time.
Amen.
Because there's too many people playing with the Bible. They sitting around holding the Bible under their arm, but they don't know the scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and verse 9, he said, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation. To them that obey him.
Amen.
We got to obey God, not the preacher.
Amen.
Get hung up on these preachers too much. Get hung up on God's word and preach it like it is.
Amen.
Tell it just the way it is. There's only one church. There ain't no churches. It's one church. Let me show you an example. The church in the Bible comes from the Greek word ekklesia, those who are called out of the world.
Now,
Colossians 1 and verse number 13. You see, if you're a member of the Lord's church, you are called out of the world.
So
if you're not, then you still in the world.
Amen.
You lost in your sin, and Satan trying to take you to hell.
Amen.
See, hell is in the Bible for a reason. It's not there to be put on for a showcase. It's there for a reason. See, the devil and his angels, that's why they headed. And if you go along with the program, that's why you headed.
Amen.
Same thing. It preaches the truth. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said unto them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
We can be free from past sin. All we got to do is obey the gospel. There's only one gospel.
One.
Just one. But we got people trying to get two and three out of it. It's just one.
Mm-hmm.
Keep writing the scriptures now. We're going to give you chapter, book, and verse. And first Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, he says, seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the love of the unfree brethren. He said, then he goes on with this. He said, being sanctified.
Amen.
What he's saying to us is we got to do it the right way.
Amen.
Sanctified. Being born again in Christ Jesus. We got to be born again.
Yes,
the Bible says you've got to be born again.
Born.
John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Amen.
If you have not been born again, you're not a child of God.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul says in Romans the 6th chapter, in verse 1 through 4, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, for so many of us are baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. Like as Christ was raised from the dead, ye should also walk in the newness of life. We got folks still walking in sin and claiming to be a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Not a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
If you are in sin, you better get out of it before you die.
Not
don't come mad on Sunday morning. Come glad on Sunday morning. Preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Apostle Paul said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the word. Be in season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears. He said, preach the word. You understand what we're talking about now? Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Preach the truth.
Amen.
Preach the everlasting gospel.
Amen.
The Bible is right, and we trying to call God a liar. Ain't that pitiful?
Amen.
God knows what he's talking about. God wants us to be saved. You know, that's awful funny. God wants to save man, but man chooses to go to hell. Ain't that pitiful?
Yes.
It's a pitiful thing on planet Earth. God said, come to me, I'll give you rest, all you that are heavy laden. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. But we take it the wrong way, Brother William.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, it's so bad. America is on its way to hell, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Yes.
They ain't even trying to get right.
Many
going straight to hell.
Amen.
Why? Because they choose to walk in their sin.
Yeah.
And not repent. The
Amen.
Bible says in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, this is a promise unto you and your children, which are far off, as the Lord God shall call. Then he said in the next verse, be baptized. They were baptized over 3,000 souls. Look at the world today. We don't even hardly get one no more.
Amen.
Because people choose to sin willfully. They choose to reject the Father in heaven.
Amen.
They choose not to repent. They choose not to do what is right. So God said, well, I'm going to let you go to hell. Now see what you can do with that. Once you go there, you can't come out of there.
Amen.
A lot of folks in the hospital today being sick, being this, and being that. Not any Jesus.
Amen.
All they need Jesus. They didn't need it while they was walking around with their good health and strength. God will bring you to your knees. God bring you to your knees, Brother William. If you don't believe me, go to the grocery store and look at the price of the meat. First thing I'm at, Lord have mercy. That meat is heavy. It's too high for me. I can't afford to buy it no more.
Amen.
God, I'll do for you. You see, God is right. We got to wake up, Church of Christ, and get the banner right. The Bible tells me in Romans the 13th chapter and verse 11 through 14, he tells us, wake up out of your sleep. He tells the Church of Christ to wake up. Wake up out of your sleep. And verse 14, he said, and put on Christ.
Amen.
You come alive when you put on Christ. You're dead in your sin, and you don't even look at the Word of God. Half of the world won't even read the Bible, Brother William. The shame of God.
Amen.
And that's what God's going to do on the judgment, Brother Parker. He's going to be ashamed of you at the judgment if you don't repent and do what he tells you. You got to put on your spiritual garments, Brother William.
Yeah.
The Bible says you got to put on Christ. Galatians 3 and verse 27, for as many of you been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ.
Amen.
Folks, they don't want to put Christ on. The Bible says there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father, one God, and we're trying to make it like there's a whole lot of them. There's only one.
Amen.
We don't want it. God's going to fix that too. He's going to make you bow down to us tonight. I told you get it right, and you still ain't coming in. Why? Because you're just like the rich man. The rich man wanted to bow down, Brother William, but it was too late for him. He went on into hell and lost his soul because he didn't do what God told him to do. Oh, we got a lot of folks like the rich man going straight to hell.
Yes.
They ain't going to heaven. The Bible says hell.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Psalms 9 and verse 17, all that forgot God will return into hell. Also in Psalm 50 and verse 22 says, all that forgot God will return into hell.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Job chapter 26 and verse 6 that the devil has enlarged his borders.
Hell.
He got a hell for you that you'll never be able to escape it. The door will be shut one day, Brother William. God's going to put the lock on it and the key and throw the key away.
And nobody
can escape.
Amen.
You know what? You don't prove to escape out of hell sometimes, don't you? But you ain't going to escape out of hell. No man going to escape. All men that choose to go to hell don't stay there. And there ain't no halfway house to heaven.
Amen.
You either go to hell or go to heaven. We got this idea. Well, I went halfway to heaven. Oh, no. God didn't say that in his word. He ain't put no half on nothing. You either go all the way or you go none at all.
Amen.
Got a lot of folks talking about, I believe I can go to heaven halfway. Well, let me see how you do it. They, in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, they tried to climb into heaven. But God made sure they fell right back down into hell.
Amen.
Oh, the Bible is so plain. Brethren, I don't see how we can miss it. But we choose to miss it. That's all it is to it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear what God got to say. The Bible says, and Amos again, how can two walk together except they agree?
Yep.
Amos 3 and 3.
Can't walk with God.
Can't walk with God. So if you can't walk with God, go walk with the devil.
Amen.
And go walk with.
Yep.
You see, a lot of folks think they're walking with God and they're walking with the devil and holding on and on.
Amen.
And they're lost in hell. And you know what, Brother William, we ain't got far to go to hell.
No.
All you got to do is just drop dead. And it's all over with, Brother Parker. Just die.
Yes.
It is over with. Close the book.
Yes.
Amen.
See, God ain't got to really check your book out because he already know what you're thinking before you think it.
Already.
You know what he told Jeremiah, don't you? He told Jeremiah, he said, I knew you were going to be a prophet before you was conceived in your mother's womb.
All
right. Jeremiah chapter 1:4-5. Oh, God already knows. See, God knows who's going to be saved.
He knows the end.
Am I right about it? See, God knows. You don't have to tell God. And say, you know, we got that bad brother. I'm going to tell God just like it. No, you ain't.
Nope.
When you get to heaven, you're going to be glad to get there.
Amen.
You ain't got to tell God. No. He sees everything. He sees it day in and day out, and day in and day out, every day, night and day. God never sleep. I never read in the Bible where God ever went to sleep.
No.
He never shut his eyes. He shut his eyes on sin, but he's keeping eyes open on the righteous. He says he hears the prayers of the righteous, but he's turning his face against those that do us evil. The Bible is right. All we got to do, is humble ourselves and pray to our God, and he will move mountains out of mountains. He will move rivers by rivers. All we got to do is just keep on humbling ourselves, saying, God, help us out. We in trouble. We need some help. And God's on his way. He on his way so fast. He said, what happened? I didn't see God move that. He had already moved the river from me from drowning. God knows what he's doing. Just stay with God, church.
Obey.
Don't run from it. Stay with it.
Amen.
Run with it. You know how you run a race? Just keep running the race. God leads you right on into heaven. I know this from looking at the book every day, brother. I ain't got to worry about what God's going to lead me to. I know he won't lead me to hell.
Amen.
He'll lead me to heaven. If I follow the wrong one, that's the devil. He'll lead me to hell,
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? See, we got a choice, Brother William. Brother Parker, we have a choice. Heaven or hell.
Yeah.
Ain't no middle ground between either one of them.
Three.
No.
All we have to do is stay with the book. The book is right.
Try
God and see if you can't do what he says. You see, God can raise the dead if he wants to. Oh, God can do anything he wants to, but God puts limits on himself.
Amen.
That's why a lot of folks talk that talk, but they can't back up that wall. They're in trouble now. Oh, look at all these floods coming up. Look at all this water and halfway run the country. And God's still pulling the church right on in. And you know what?
He
cannot. If you were faithful to me, and nothing gonna happen to you.
Amen.
But if you unfaithful, get ready. Disaster is coming upon you. See, my God that's in heaven, Exodus chapter 18 and verse 11, is above all God.
Amen.
See, I know what I'm talking about so far. I show it from the book. Because I read my Bible. See, you don't gotta tell me to read it, I read it for myself. If I want wisdom, all I got to do is go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, begin at verse 1 through 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. If I want to get a proper understanding, I go to the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't have to go to the preacher. I go to the Word of God. It ain't going to make no mistake. See, man can lie, but the Word of God will tell the truth. Talk to me now. The Bible is still on the blessing business. The Bible is here to stay. And Matthew 24:35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. The Bible still stands today. Here we in 2018, looking at 2.5 more months, Brother Will, and we'll be in 2019 if God turned the world over and the Bible will read the same.
Amen.
You know what it reads. See, we trying to get away from it. But you can't escape the judgment of God. The Bible tells me in 1 Peter 4:17-18, he says, judgment must begin at the house of God.
Already.
Where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? I'm sure that God telling us if we matter escaping, I know the ungodly and sinner have no chance at all to go to heaven.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See, we will bother escape. You know how we're going to escape, Brother William? Through grace.
Grace of God.
That's all how we're going to escape. Huh? How you
Amen.
Know, Brother Johnson, if you read 2 Peter, no, 1 Peter chapter 1, no, I'm sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, you'll see the answer right there.
Amen.
Because the Bible does not lie.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God can't lie. So who lied to you? The devil.
Amen.
The devil is a liar. John 8 and chapter, John chapter 8, verses 40 through 44.
Amen.
Lying. They lie every day, brother. When they get up in the pulpit, lying.
Amen.
They dream of lies. They tell lies. And guess what? They even study lies. Proverbs 24, verse 1 and 2.
They mm-hmm. lie.
They study the lies, Brother William. How to trap the people into their organization. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't have a church. Because we are the church.
Amen.
Huh? There's only one church. See, Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. You know what Jesus was really saying? I'm going to build you, Brother William.
Amen.
I'm going to build you, Brother Parker.
Amen.
I'm going to build you, Brother Brown. I'm going to build you, Brother James. I'm going to build you, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Robinson, and any other
yeah.
brother that's a member of the Church of Christ. He's not going to build you. You're going to be the church. How do you know? Read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The Bible is right.
Amen.
Can't fool me. The devil used tricks and tricks are for kids. Talk to me, Brother William. Tricks are for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's what the devil looking for. Some foolish people that don't study the Bible.
Amen.
He don't want you to got an education in the Bible because he figured, I can trap you and deceive you if you be ignorant of God's word.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Beginning at verse 1, the Apostle Paul said, brethren, I pray for Israel that they might be saved. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about establishing their own righteousness. That's what's wrong with the world today.
Amen.
Everybody's
yes.
trying to establish their own righteousness, Brother Parker. They don't want to
right.
follow God's righteousness. See, God's righteousness, you know what they tell me now, Brother William, is that God too strenuous.
Yeah.
So you better take it the thin way.
Too
you see, God said in Matthew the 7th chapter, verses 13 and 14, he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many shall go therein.
Yeah.
But narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. Only a few going to find it.
You.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us tonight. Thank God for the book.
None.
The Bible is right. There ain't no
Amen.
Other book taking place. Can't nobody take God's place. I'm so glad that I can stand with God at the day of judgment, brother. We're at the judgment right now.
Amen.
Please for God to have mercy on this nation.
Yeah.
Amen. Dying and going to hell.
Amen.
He's on his way to hell and they don't see you, Brother William.
No.
They're blinder than a bat. Oh,
mm-hmm.
They can't see nothing. They're walking in darkness, groping in darkness, Brother Williams. Everybody's now going to jail and prison. You see what they did to the entertainer today? Bill Cosby got to go to prison at 81
Amen.
Years old. Huh?
Simple dog.
He walking into hell already. He going that way. If
Amen.
He don't repent and come out of hell, he going to stay there forever.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All these politicians that under Donald Trump, they catching them in a handbasket, Brother Parker, and they going
yeah.
to hell, too.
Yeah.
They in a bad shape. America leaders are wrong. Donald Trump ain't right either.
He's corrupt, too.
He's corrupt just like all the rest of them. He ain't trying to get it right. Sitting up there that ruined the nation with his philosophy and foolishness. Him and all those
yep.
governors and leaders over in the other country, just as corrupt as they want to be. Why?
Yes.
Because they won't take the word of God and take it as it is. They won't read the Bible, but they're going to beg God into judgment seat. God called every man to a seat. He's going to beg God, Brother Williams, just watch. But occasionally, they're going to be on their knees.
Amen.
I remember when President Nixon, before he died, he said he wouldn't bow down. God made him bow down.
Yeah.
He humbled himself. Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. Oh, he knew he was in trouble. He had messed up the nation, too.
Mm.
Died in his sin because he was a Quaker.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, God will bring you to your knees. When you keep on sinning, God, I'll bring you down where you'll be on your belly like a snake. Oh?
Amen.
Just like Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel.
Yes.
Isn't that turning off into an animal?
Yes.
Because he was on his knees eating the grass off the ground, brother. My human being eating like cows. Why? Because
he's
eating out of God.
Amen.
When we put out of God, we got some problems, brother.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir, brother. We got some problems when we stop honoring God. That's why I tell God every morning, every night, all through the day, God, help me to keep on serving you. I don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
The only way I can serve you, I got to do what's right. If it costs me my life, I still got to do right. Huh?
Yes.
By what's right. Sit up here and play like it ain't. But it's telling us the truth, and we don't want to accept the truth.
Mm. All right.
We are with God.
Amen.
We are God. God. You know what? When we won't obey God, but we know we're telling God, you wrong, God. You telling a lie, God. Now, God done gave you the book. He gave it to you in your hand. Why don't you read it? You know why? You're ashamed of God. You hate God. You know what I mean? A lot of people tell me and you, I love God. They're lying.
Amen.
Because if you love God, Heavenly Father, you will obey God.
Amen.
You will obey. You won't hesitate.
Yes.
You won't sit there, well, I think about it. No, you will obey God and do what God tells you, Brother William.
Yes.
See, every man in that day will stand before God and bow down on their knees, and they're going to answer God when he called their name. And if he called you by Christian, you already in. Because all of us have a Bible.
Yes.
But if you, your name is erased or you never had it placed in the Lamb Book of Life, you already in hell.
Amen.
You got to get it straight down here. These men try to get away with foolishness, brother. They sit there contemplating, well, should I obey God? Or should I just keep on doing what I'm doing? Well, I tell you what. Go to the graveyard. That graveyard ain't full. They study for
Jesus
in the graveyard. Huh?
Yeah.
Hearses going every day now. They even have a funeral on Sunday.
Amen.
Buried people on. Now, brother, when we get to the point, we bury you on the Sunday. You know it's time to get closer to God.
This Amen.
You better get there. And I mean that I heard it.
Yes.
God is real. You see, we act like God is a statue. God sees what you don't see. Huh? Let me show you an example. Now, you take the Apostle Paul, was one of the dangerous men in the world, because he said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, I was chief of sinners. That's a dangerous man, one of the dangerous men in the world. But God saw something that nobody saw. God saw his faith that he had. He turned it around to make him become a Christian by being obedient to the gospel.
Amen.
And he obeyed God's will. He was baptized into Christ. Now, God put that in the book. The Apostle Paul was baptized into Christ. Acts 22 and verse number 16.
Amen.
The Bible said he was praying to go to heaven.
Amen.
He was praying, but he wasn't praying to get rid of his fear. He was just saying the word. And God looked at him. The Bible didn't say nothing about it. He heard it. Then he really looked at this man. God already knew what he was thinking before he thought it.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, what would I have me to do? God didn't tell him anything. He's son of preacher. And he didn't send no lady either. He's son of man. And a man told him what God said to do. Ananias said, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on who? The the water, and he was baptized. That's when he called on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Got too many people taking the Bible all out of context. God called me free. I don't read nowhere in God's word where he ever called anybody to preach in sin.
Amen.
That's a lie.
Amen.
Talking about God called me to preach. If you're a sinner, come on, people. God's going to destroy the sinners if they don't repent.
Amen.
So how are you going to call me? The only way you're going to call him is through the gospel. They try to take Matthew 22 and verse 14 out of context. Many are called, but a few are chosen. What God simply was saying, many are called by the gospel, but only a few are going to be chosen, Brother Will. Why? Because they didn't do what I told them to do. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Why call him Lord, Lord, and don't do it? You know why? Because they didn't believe it.
Amen.
That's why they said, well, I call it my Lord, but I don't believe what he say.
Huh.
Well, you in bad shape.
Yes.
You got to obey the will to get in the will.
Amen.
You see, Brother William, I got children, you got children. If we don't put them in the will, they never get in the will.
Amen.
But once we put them in the will, can't nobody else get in that will.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, we got it all messed up. All of us wear the same name. What name is that? Christ. Christian.
Amen.
Huh? We all wear the same name. We don't wear Baptists and Methodists and Catholics. They ain't the same
Amen.
Name. They're different names.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, it says pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's it.
It just said pray in the name of the Baptist. And the Catholic and the Jehovah Witness and the Seventh-day Adventist and the Presbyterian. Spirit is to pray in the name of Jesus. And Colossians said the same thing. By the authority. Who is the authority? Christ. But we got folks say anybody's name can be. And the Baptist try to pray in the name of Jesus. It won't work.
Amen.
If you ain't bearing the name of Jesus, you are not none of his. Yeah. According to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19.
Yeah.
You got to wear the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you've got to get rid of your sin. Now tell me the Bible is right. I'll back up everything I say from the scripture. Because I know it's right. God ain't no fool. And you ought to quit trying to plan for that.
Amen.
God is a wild God. God sees all things.
Yes.
God sees the beginning and the end. You can't even see the beginning. All. God knows what he's doing, Brother William. We've got to get back to the book.
Yes.
We've got to get into the book. And find out what God said about this.
Amen.
We got too many preachers want to go with another preacher. Then we got some preachers want to add a book to God's book. God don't need no help.
Amen.
We need the help, Brother Will. We need the help, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
Every day we need God's help.
Amen.
You know what, Brother Parker and Brother Will? When we land on the sick bed, we can holler God then. We can pray for me now. I'm sick now.
Oh, yeah.
But when we get up on our feet, it's another story.
Yeah.
We just lied to him. But guess what? You're going to pay for it in the judgment seal because you still ain't wearing his name. You still going to hell.
Yes.
He repented is important to God. If it wasn't important, he wouldn't have put it in the book. He said, repent and be baptized. Baptism is a coordinated conjunction under one word. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in whose name? The name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You can't get the Holy Ghost without being baptized. So that's why I know people sitting up blind. They ought to quit it and stop it.
Amen.
Bible is right, and we still try to put God down, and God said, I can fix all of that. I just saw the death come in. So far, they've counted over 35 people have died in that last flood, Brother William.
Yes.
They let God let you know, I got the power to raise the dead, or I got the power to kill you, or let you die and go to hell.
Man.
We need to wake up. And Romans, the first chapter, begin at verse 18 and following, All that is talking about sin and God's sick of it. And we keep saying, but God is long-suffering and patient. God is sick of it. That's why God and all his captivity come up now. He's sick of it.
Man.
We are in the last days, Brother William and Brother Parker.
Last days.
We're last days. How you know? John 12:48.
Yeah.
He's going to judge us in the last days. Judgment now. We don't get it right. We're going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't want to hear the word hell, but we're going to preach hell as long as we're on earth with the book.
Yes.
Bible is right.
Nah.
And that's what we need to know. Do you want to come out of hell? Well, hear how you come out. I'm going to finish close on this with Brother Parker. You got to hear the word.
Amen.
Yes.
You got to believe the word. Acts
10
and verse number 7. You got to repent of your sin, Acts 3:19. You got to confess Christ, like the Ethiopian eunuch did, Acts 8:37.
Yeah.
And you got to be buried with him in water, like the Ethiopian eunuch did, in Acts 8:38, Acts 2:38, Acts 19:1-5, Acts 18:8, Romans 3:4, Colossians 2:12. Titus 3:3-7. The Bible is right. Don't tell me water don't play the role. People trying to get away from the water.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question.
Amen.
When you go and fill your tub up with just regular bath water, you trying to wash the dirt away. But that ain't what Christ is talking about. Christ said in 1 Peter 3:21, he said, baptism does also now saves us. Not putting away the filth of the flesh, but a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the Bible, what it says. God says baptism saves. Jesus says baptism saves. He got it from the Holy Spirit. He preached baptism in Acts 2:38. The same Peter that preached Acts 2:38, Acts 3:21.
Yes.
Amen.
No different Peter. Same Peter. And Peter said you got to be baptized into Christ.
Nice.
You got to get that Holy Spirit through the watery grave of baptism.
Yes.
Jesus cut away the sin. Cut away the sin in Colossians 2 and verse number 12. Don't tell me that. You don't do it. And then the Lord adds you to the church. Acts 2:41-2:47.
Amen.
You just add what church, Lord? The church of Christ.
Amen.
You add it to the saved. You are a Christian. That's the name you're going to be wearing at the judgment.
Amen.
I turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We need to keep praying and praying and praying because we know the truth, and there are those many billions don't know the truth. We have to keep preaching the word. Paul says, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be answered in season when they lack it, out of season when they don't lack it. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and turn unto fables. You know, in Romans chapter 1, Paul said in verse 22, professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. And that's America today. That's America. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made unto corruptible men and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. God now is giving us over. He's also gave us up to uncleanness through the lust of our own bodies, dishonoring our bodies between themselves. That's why we got that gay stuff going on. United States government says it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. We have embraced hell so until now we are a nation headed to destruction. But those members of the body who are living right and doing right, God has already always saved his own. Amen. Read the Old Testament all the way up to the New Testament. God takes care of his own. And we've got to understand that we're in a bad situation in America. It's pretty bad. Amen. And we will head toward destruction. We've been a great nation, amen. We still have a great army, navy, marines, and all those people, but that Satan is going to destroy us, amen. We need, because we are now living like holistic people in America. And our Supreme Court told God he is a lie. A woman can marry a woman and a man can marry a man. Amen? We see the foolishness that has been embraced in America, not only by the human beings here, but by our authority over the nation, the Supreme Court, and our leaders are heading us to hell. We've got to keep with the Word of God. It happened many times in the Old Testament. Just read the Old Testament. You understand what happened to nations that were doing well until they went against God. Amen? And that's what's happening in America right now. Amen? We've got to continue to do that which is right. We're professing ourselves to become wise, and we become a bunch of fools in America. And in Romans 1, he was talking about, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto man and unto birds and unto four-footed beasts and creeping things. God, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies between each other. We got some stuff going on now. You got the gays. You got women with women, men with men, just doing all kinds of foolishness. And it's so bad now. Our television and radios and politicians are keeping a lip lift. Amen. They're not speaking against it like they did in years back when it started. And it's just as bad or worse right now. Amen. Especially if you want to be an actor or actress, go to Hollywood. In order for you to be an actress or a good actress or a good actor there, you've got to be men sleeping with men and women with women. Just all kinds of holistic stuff going on. And we, as members of the body of Christ, tell these other preachers, these young preachers who go to college to get a degree, and they feel that they should make a lot of money and everything else. And they get in and they get to preach and everything for the money's sake. It's not for the money's sake. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Bible says, preach the word. Be a sin season. They lack it out of season when they don't lack it. And you know good and well, the gospel has always been out of season with the majority of people on planet Earth. Amen? You tell people what they got to do, and they must do. The basic instructions is the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. And he told us to preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach it, be instant in season, out of season, keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in an age right now. Men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lustful desires. Call preachers in. They do it in the Church of Christ too now. Amen. One church only in the Bible. Right. And now we got leadership and members in the church want the preacher to tell them what they want to hear. They can't even want to preach on hell. I've been told that many times. I keep saying that over and over and over. I can't preach on hell. And I have a wonderful sermon I used to preach years and years and still do now. What in hell do you want? Amen. I preached at one church in hell that called a meeting with me after church. Now tell me about it. And not only at churches that have elders, churches that didn't have elders, the brothers called meeting. Well, why you got to preach that? Well, why you got to be in the only church in the Bible? Amen. The only way you can get out of hell is to be a Christian in the Church of Christ, living the life that you were commanded to live. Amen. A lot of them were coming to church on Sunday morning, being out drunk on Saturday night and coming out and be shaking hands at the back door with them and smelling the alcohol on their breath. Amen. And a lot of them coming out high off that dope and stuff like that, and marijuana and everything, coming to the back door, and you can look in their eyes and see them red, and they kind of out of their mind, almost talking to you and everything. Look here, we've got to keep preaching the word. Paul told us, preaching when they like it, and preaching when they don't like it, in season, out of season. Keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in the age now where men and brethren and sisters in the Church of Christ don't want to hear no sound doctrine. Amen. And if you don't believe me, I told you this every week, I tell you this. Read your sermon on hell, and you're going to have people at the back door, the elders, the leaders in the church meeting, why you got to preach on hell? Well, why you got to be in the one church that's in the Bible? Amen? You got to keep people letting them know that when they die, they're going to go one way or the other. There's no halfway between heaven and hell. Amen? You either go to hell and burn eternally or go to heaven and walk on golden streets eternally. There's no halfway between the two. You've got to preach the word, 2 Timothy chapter 4. That's why he said preach it when they like it in season, preach when they don't like it out of season. Just keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering doctrine. We're in that age right now. The time has come that people do not want to endure sound doctrine, thinking themselves to become wise. The Bible said they became fools. This nation think it's so great and so wise until it's a bunch of fools in here. Amen? Even our supreme authority had fools in it when it said a man has a right to marry a man and a woman a woman. But he can't do it in every state because everybody don't agree with it. Amen? But they gave you supreme authority. You can go to the state where you can marry a woman with a woman or a man with a man, but you can come back to the state that don't do it, but they got to accept it. Amen? That is totally pathetic. And we're in that generation right now. And you know what Paul told us to do, 2 Timothy chapter 4? He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them. With all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers. You know that even in the Church of Christ now. If, amen. If a man, if I'd go in there and be preaching what I'm preaching right now, they probably wouldn't accept me to come back no more, or if they were looking for a minister, they certainly wouldn't hire me. Amen? People on this earth right now, they think they've become masterful, especially in America. But all the things that this country has done and one of the leading countries in the world, they just think they're so great and so wise and so educated and everything. God has been put out of our country. Amen? Any church would do. Especially go to one of the churches where you see the world of churches got 15,000 or 16,000 members in the church or 100,000 in the church and everything and all on radio everywhere and looking at them on TV everywhere and everything and they're not telling them anything about the gospel of Christ. And we were commanded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them, with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in age right now, the time has come, that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, their own lustful desires, heap to themselves, teachers having itch in ears, amen, just to go on Sunday to go somewhere where they can have a good time, amen, don't hear the truth. Just be feeling good. Got all, and especially in the Church of Christ, we don't have mechanical instruments of music. Ephesians 5:19 told us to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart, your mind, unto the Lord. Amen. But now they got the world of churches got them going to hell in handbaskets. Amen. Going there, and it's a Sunday morning nightclub. They just got out of a Saturday night nightclub and just got through smoking dope and committing fornication and drinking alcohol and everything else and come and sit up in there. Amen. Pathetic. Yeah. Amen. That's pathetic. Yeah. You know, in most churches of Christ, we go to the back door and shake hands. Amen. I remember I was at one church, and I told you this before, shaking at the back door and spending all that marijuana and alcohol on the mouths of those brothers and sisters coming out of the church, shaking hands. You know, we go to the back door and shake. Most preachers do. I mean, you got to stand up there and listen to them, and they out of their breath coming out, and so forth. One guy belts in front of me, all that alcohol and stuff coming out of his stomach. We've got to keep preaching the word, especially right now. Amen?
Yeah.
And we've got to preach it right now. Doctrinal preaching. Amen? Because people in the church in Romans chapter 1, he said, professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. And people have become fools now in America. Amen? And we've got to teach that word of God and preach it. Amen? And if you're listening, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, that's the only church you can be a part of or belong to or a member of in order to go to heaven. It's you even live right in there. A lot of people in the Church of Christ are already going to hell. We don't just say because you got baptized in the Church of Christ, you going to heaven. That's a lie. You see, you got to live right and die right, and heaven will be your home. Amen. You got the basic instructions in the Bible. The Bible could be an acronym, basic instructions before leaving earth. In the New Testament, you're instructed on what you must do in order to be saved. If you don't do that, you're going to hell. And there's no in between, neither. Somebody say, well, I can go halfway to heaven. You're a liar. You're going to be in heaven or in hell. And that's all it is. And there's going to be far more in hell than in heaven. Amen. Only few shall be saved. Amen. That few could be 10, 15 million or more, you know. But at the same time, look at all the people on earth. Look at all that's been on earth all this time. Amen. Because the gospel should be preached worldwide. The apostles were instructed, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth in him and baptized shall be saved. Amen. And we have preachers going all around the world even now. Churches are sponsoring preachers in other countries and making preachers in other countries and everything. We got to keep preaching the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
And telling the people what they must do in order to be saved. And it's greater than that. Not only to be saved after you die and go to heaven, but to be live the blessed life on planet Earth. Amen. You can achieve a good life on planet Earth by living like a Christian. Amen. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. So you know if you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, where did Jesus go back? To heaven. Amen. And if you become a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, and you walk in the footsteps of Jesus that he has put into the Bible, then you can go to heaven where Jesus is. Amen. We've got to understand that. That's why the gospel is so important. Now we become so, think we so smart and so wise now. You know, heaven and gospel and church don't mean nothing anymore. Amen. Because you can achieve this and you can achieve that and you can make this much money and all and you can buy this kind of house and this kind of car and everything. You can afford to do a lot. No, that's not what it's about. We ought to live the Christian life. It's in the Bible. The Bible is the book of all books. Heaven and earth will pass away, Christ said, but my word shall stand forever. Amen. Nobody gonna get rid of Christ's word. Amen. It'll be here when he comes back. Amen. And we've got to understand to keep preaching the word of God. Amen. And there are people that will be converted. Amen. You got to preach it. And even now in some of our churches of Christ, they don't want preachers in there preaching just sound doctrine. Amen. I visited a couple and preached and everything. Well, why you got to preach on hell? Well, why are you in the Church of Christ? We got to let you know and keep it on your mind to convert people. A lot of people come to the Church of Christ and they obey the gospel and everything, but they also must be converted. Amen. And we've got to keep teaching and preaching the word of God. And don't stop, especially in a generation like we have here right now. All of this foolishness going on in America. Amen. I think that churches where young men switch through the back door, crowd up in the pulpit preaching, walking like a little woman or something. Faggots coming in there. And when they did do that, my whole sermon, I just forget about it and start preaching against that homosexuality. Amen. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. And you know, I mean, women are lesbians in there. You don't really know. You can tell some of them are soundly out there, a lesbian, looking and acting like a man and carrying on. But there are some who keep it kind of down low. Amen. We got to keep preaching for the righteousness. Amen. Because this country now, they gave the right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. So what do you think all these diseased younger people are doing now? And they're trying to keep it under cover a lot. Amen. A lot of them are still in their houses with their parents, and they don't act like that up in the house. But when they get out there on the streets and to the schools and stuff, they gay as they want to be. Amen. I'm going to tell you what I know. I substituted teaching before, in our school. Amen. And in basically high school. And man, Lord have mercy. Them gays in one of the when I was preaching and teaching in Houston there, just full of nothing but gays. Godly.
Yeah.
And lesbians. It was pathetic. Amen. Amen. I used to have to sneak in the bathroom and run them out of there. Amen. Amen. So we have to understand the gospel is important. Preaching the word of God. Listen, we need to tell all our ministers in the Church of Christ, it's not about making money. Amen. A lot of places you get blessed to make money, but you're not in it for the money. Amen. You're in it for the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Because sometimes you go to churches and they got the elders and everything else, and they call themselves the Church of Christ. That's what the saying, see? But you get in there and get to preaching some sound doctrine or talking what I'm talking even tonight, not tonight. You'll have a meeting with the leaders or the brethren. Call a meeting with you. But you don't have to be talking about hell like that. You don't have to be saying all that. Well, what is the Church of Christ here for? The Church of Christ was left here on planet Earth by Jesus Christ so that you could be saved and go to heaven. Amen? So you got to warn people who are headed to hell. Amen? The word. Paul said, be instant in season when it's seasonable. And out of season when it's unseasonable, keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. We're in that age right now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen.
Yeah.
I preach the sermon, what in hell do you want? Many times I say this over and over. Many times, what in hell do you want? Well, why you got to preach on that? The leaders will call me in, or the elders even call in there after church today. Well, why you got to preach on what in hell do you want? Well, what you think you got the Church of Christ for? Amen? The Church of Christ, if you follow the basic instruction that the Bible, the Church of the Apostle, is to keep you out of hell. Amen? So let's keep preaching the word. We're in a generation now where people are not even acceptable to the word of God now. Thinking themselves become wise, Paul said, or professing themselves become wise, they became fools. We're in a foolish nation now. Amen? Because we as black people overcame all of that slavery and everything, could get good jobs, good education and everything, and now you can't always tell too many black people nothing because they're making money, have a good home. You know, amen, got a good job, amen, got some retirement coming and all that kind of stuff, amen. And people look at that now as a glorious country now. God has nothing to do with it. But we were commanded to keep preaching the word. We were commanded to be faithful until death. Not only the preachers, but the members of the Church of Christ too, amen. And because they're thinking themselves wise, became fools. So we've got to keep teaching, preaching the gospel, and understanding what the gospel is basically about. It's basically about the fact that you don't know when you're going to die, but you know after you die, you got to go somewhere at Judgment Day. Amen? You either go to heaven or hell. Amen? You're not like Catholicism. You can go to halfway between heaven and hell. If you do halfway right, that's not in the Bible. You either go to heaven or to hell if you don't obey the gospel of Christ, which is in the church. Amen. You come by hearing God's word, Acts 15:7, believing the same, Hebrews 11:6, repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and being buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your sins, Acts 2:37-38. And then you walk in the footsteps of Christ until the day that you die and follow the basic instructions that are in the Bible. About the one true church, not the one church in the New Testament scriptures, just one. And you know you've got to keep walking and living right in the church. Amen. And if you're a church member, listen tonight, get yourself together, stay together. If you stumble and sin and everything this week sometime or whatever, you get up and repent tomorrow. And don't do that mess no more. Amen. Amen. And live right. Amen. Or if you want to go to hell, go to hell, but don't try to take none of the members of the Church of Christ with you. Amen.
All
right. And I know a lot of people in my over my years of preaching. I've known people and they never came back to the Church of Christ. Went out there. They got to selling dope, taking dope, everything else. Some went to the penitentiary, some got killed out there. Amen. Amen. So if you want to go to hell, hey, you can do that. If you want to go to hell. But don't try to come into the church of Christ and try to help somebody else go to hell with you. Amen. That's why we got to keep preaching the word. Amen. And right now, the word of God is out of season. A lot of our church of Christ preachers are not preaching down straight gospel anymore. Amen. How many preachers do you ever hear preachers sermon on hell? Amen. They got a degree. They don't want to preach on hell and stuff like that. They want to talk to you with some big words. You know, they're in the Bible, but they use a big word for it, and they try to define it to you, and it sounds so good. Amen. It's not about sounding good. 2 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 1, Paul said, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long-suffering and doctrine. We're in this age now, the time has come, that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. And brethren, if you have some preachers listening on the radio here now, if you're a minister of the Church of Christ or a priest this Sunday coming up, what in hell do you want? Amen. And that's a multi-$1 trillion subject today, because if people are living so wonderful, they think in America and all that kind of stuff, and they can do all the things that they want to do, and they can feel good now, it's a rich nation and everything. And all that. No, that just turned people against God. Amen. We've got to keep the members of the body of Christ. We've got to convert them, and we've got to also baptize others by preaching the upright gospel. Amen. Because when they look at the television, listen to the radio, and all those worldly preachers, all they're doing is trying to get them to come over. They don't have to do right, just come over there and get that collection. Amen. It's not about the money. Amen. If we're preachers of the Church of Christ, it's not about the money. It's about preaching the word of God. Now, when you preach the word of God, live the word of God, God takes care of his own. Amen? We belong to Christ. And let's stay with Christ and preach his doctrine as he has commanded us to do. Amen? If they don't want to listen on radio, go to the nearest Church of Christ now or Sunday. Go there and get baptized. You come to Christ by hearing his word, accepting his covenant, believing his word, Hebrews 11, verse 6, repenting of your sins, Luke chapter 13, verse 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32, and being buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of all your sins, Acts 2, 37 and 38. That'll put you into the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen. And if anybody can find another church in the Bible other than the Church of Christ, please call in and tell us where you got it from and prove it. We want you to prove it. We have Bible questions and answers as well, because we know Satan is destroying billions of people to send them to hell. Amen. Look at all the churches that you have on planet Earth. Everybody got their own thing. Where are the headquarters? On planet Earth. The only church that has a headquarters in heaven is the Church of Christ. Why? Because Christ came in, said it, and Christ died and went back to heaven. And if you're going to be in the only one true church, you got to be in the Church of Christ and live right. And you die and go and live with Christ eternally. Amen? That's what it's all about. Amen. Are there any questions now? Just press button number one. If not, Brother Williams, Brother Johnson, you're going to close it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God for his word. Praise God for his power. Praise God for his salvation.
Amen.
Brother Johnson said earlier, the preacher can't save you. This is not the preacher's word. This is the word of God.
Amen.
The preacher don't have all the answers. God has the answers to every question of a man's life.
Amen.
Every moral and spiritual answer that a man seeks, God's word has the answer. The preacher must have God's word.
Amen.
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 The word is the answer. The word is the salvation. Jesus is the living word.
Amen.
The word of God is spirit. It's holy. and eternal life.
Amen.
That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we applaud all of you tonight. We charge you and we encourage you. Obey the truth.
Amen.
Members of the Church of Christ, you don't need to repent. Repent. Pray to God. Get forgiveness of sins. And turn away from Satan and his tricks and follow God. Be faithful to the Church of Christ. Be faithful to the local assembly where you assemble. Be an active and participating and responsible part of the body of Christ while it does its work to finish the grace of salvation to the souls of men. Be a part of it. Be a supporter. Speak truth to your neighbor. Defend the word of God. Be ready to give every man a reason for the hope that is within you. With godly and reverent fear. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brethren. At this time, we're going to go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, thank you for another opportunity. Declare your word to preach to a dying and perishing generation of mankind whose souls are lost and headed for eternal damnation in hell. Pray, Heavenly Father, many will heed the warning and will embrace the hope of eternal life through obedient faith, obeying through faith, being baptized according to faith and the truth, having their sins removed and washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ, baptism, being saved for eternal through the power of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We pray that we will continue to do your will in this gospel ministry. We pray that many lost souls will come to Christ and be saved for the everlasting and eternity too late. Thank you, God, for having saved our souls. Those of us who have obeyed you. Thank you for saving our souls. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, brethren. Good night to our radio audience and all of those who called in to listen in and praise God for your attendance, and we pray that we have blessed you, that you might grow in grace and in knowledge and in faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.